Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
Welcome to the first rookie-oriented Fantasy Football Weekly of the year. I am Paul Jarchi, and co-host today, Brian Johnson. Hello.
What's up, Charge? First of many, right?
Yeah, it's going to be rookie intensive for the next 2 months because that's the hot news. And then, of course, we're only a couple of weeks away from free agency in full bloom. So the tampering period starts, I believe, on the 15th. So we've got that coming as well. There's going to be a lot of potential big moves. T. Higgins might be on a different team in 2 weeks, which would be pretty wild. He could be a Chicago Bear.
I doubt that's happening.
I don't know.
We'll see. Still can't believe the Bears traded the 32nd overall pick for Chase Claypool last year, basically.
Oh, yes. That hurts.
There are a lot of intriguing wide receivers.
Oh, yeah. That will be going in all of them you would rather have than Chase Claypool. That hurt. But you're not going to be crying much for Chicago when they turn that first overall pick into, like, three firsts and 2 seconds. The magic scenario for the Bears, Brian. They go from 1 to 2, pick up like a first-round pick next year and a second-round pick this year. Then they go from 2 to 4 and pick up another couple of first-round picks and a couple of second-round picks. I mean, they could just stockpile. They could move down 2-3 times in this draft and still get impact players and tons of picks. The Bears are in such a great spot.
Now, I have an off-the-cuff pivot idea if you want.
Yeah.
We can talk about these the grades for like facilities and nutrition.
Yeah,
and
how about that? Yeah, man. The Commanders
when did they start
getting
doing
destroyed.
That?
I don't know if it's I'd never before that I've seen until now.
Well, first off, Vikings finally champions.
Champions at something.
Raised the banner.
They had six different categories, I believe, and the Vikings graded an A or A plus in all six.
It is important.
You don't want to. Wow.
It is important. Free agents look at that kind of stuff, but it's the Commanders and the Cardinals, though. The Cardinals make their players pay for food. I can't wrap my head around that.
No. You're paying these guys millions and millions of dollars, and even your bottom of the roster guys are like, you know, $300,000, and you're dinging them $8 for a chicken sandwich?
Seriously, and not NFL, pro to even college teams, they feed the media for free.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you're like,
wow.
Come in after a practice, like, yeah, that's going to be 89 cents for that granola bar, Kyler.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's, crazy.
I mean, we were ragging on, like, Moneyball in, you know, the early 2000s, the scene where David Justice finds out he's got to pay $1 for his own soda, and that's the
like, yeah, right.
And that's in 2000, I don't know, crazy.
It is.
But yeah, it was
fun. What was the Washington grade for their traveling party? Was F minus or something? Yeah, I didn't know there was an F minus.
Disaster franchise, and then that article that came out about recently about Dan Snyder. There are very serious allegations in there, but one of them is he charged Washington. I'm going to guess it was before they were football team, you know, their original name. he put the logo on his private plane and charged the team $4.5 million per year as an advertising fee.
His own team.
So dumb.
I'm sure there's some good accounting reason for that, but I don't know what it would be.
They're not cooking any books with that.
Oh, God, no. No. Man, think about it. He's got so much dirt on these other owners. The fact that they haven't kicked him out yet, it tells you he's got all the dirt. He knows where all the bodies are buried in the NFL. We're calling this episode Speed Dating the First Round of a Rookie Draft. We've already established via early drafting the rookies that are going in the first round of rookie drafts, and this includes like best ball redrafts that are already happening. So, you know, we've melded in and we have found the first round of the rookie drafts, and we're going to go through the 12 players, the 12 rookies. These are the most important players, at least right now.
Yeah, and of course, no one's on a team yet, and landing spot does matter, but
a lot.
Based on talent alone, these are pretty much the top 12, 13 guys. I will say it's an interesting class in that at each position there's like two or three, maybe four, you know, standout guys. Then everyone else in the position, it's all the same range of outcomes, where in past years I at least feel like there was three or four tiers at like running back and wide receiver. It feels like it's the big dogs, and in some cases bigger dogs, and then it's just 10 other guys that kind of are all. But we'll get into them all. Like we said.
I think running back is, from what I've seen so far, running back is super deep. Yeah. I think this thing is like 10 guys deep. But the guy at the top stands alone, Bijan Robinson. You want to talk about Bijan Robinson as we get started?
We don't have to get into him too much. If you haven't watched the Bijan tape, and when I say tape, I'm talking about YouTube highlights.
the best way for people at home that don't have access to all 22s and stuff like that, watch full games. The full games are out there, so you can watch every snap of a player. If you watch just the highlights, obviously, you're going to miss all the lowlights, and you're going to get deceived on a lot of stuff. Watch full games. For people that players you're targeting, that's the best way to really get a read on the player you're interested in.
Agreed. But, Bijan, running back out of Texas, perfect size, basically 6 feet, 220. No running back has been drafted inside the top 20 in the NFL draft since Saquon Barkley went second overall in 2018. Mm-hmm. Bijan could go top 20. He will go first round.
I think he'll go first round. As I've now mentioned like five times in the offseason, no way I don't think Bijan Robinson would get past at the bottom of the first round the Bengals and the Chiefs. And if he falls to one of those, it's brain exploding levels of.
Or Eagles. Eagles are a
possibility. Eagles too. Yeah, right. And Miles Sanders, free agent. Yeah. Yes. But the Eagles with the Eagles would be, out of the three, would be the least desirable because of Jalen Hurts stealing the rushing touchdowns and the committee of backs that they almost always use.
Well, we talked a little bit about him last week. Right now, again, team TBD, but he is going Bijan at the end of the first round. He's RB4 in redraft right now. Mm-hmm. And in rookie drafts, I mean, if you're in a super flex league with no quarterbacks, this is a league you're still taking Bijan Robinson no matter how needy you are at quarterback.
I agree.
Yeah. You're not drafting anyone but Bijan Robinson with the first pick in any format.
No matter what your format is, Bijan Robinson's the first pick, including super draft and two quarterback leagues, because none of the quarterbacks are Joe Burrow coming out where you're like, dude is can't fail. You know, Andrew Luck can't fail. You know, there were guys that just everything looked so perfect for this player to make the transition to the NFL. There isn't a quarterback like that in this draft.
And you can trade the rights to Bijan, or you draft Bijan, whatever, for Justin Fields plus maybe. I mean, you can
for
get,
sure. Yeah. Like, so, great point.
Yes, he is hands down the number one pick in all rookie drafts, regardless of format, like we said. But that's about it. So, yeah, Bijan Robinson. But if you haven't watched him play or watched any highlights,
the things that make him special are the footwork, the vision, the balance. You know, this is
he can catch. He can run you over, run around you, run by you. Yeah, he's
he's a total package guy.
He's the Saquon Barkley, Zeke Elliott, Leonard Fournette. Probably shouldn't have gone as high as he did, but he's going to be a first round running back in the draft. You don't see it often.
No, you're not. Well, not anymore. Robinson will be. He'll be potentially, if it falls into the right landing spot, Bijan Robinson can be the highest scoring running back this year.
Yeah, he could have a rookie year like Barkley did, like Adrian Peterson did. Mm-hmm. He falls in that mold.
So. Absolutely. The second player being taken in fantasy drafts right now, rookie, is Alabama running back Jahmyr Gibbs. He played 1 year at Alabama after transferring from Georgia Tech. He is an elite receiver, maybe the best receiver in this entire class. Definite three-down back. They do not have to take him off the field for third down, excepting is the fact that his pass protection is not great. He led all of college football in running back receptions of 15 yards or more. Jahmyr Gibbs is very fast. The knock on Gibbs, he's not small, but he's not big enough to be a powerful back either, so he's got to survive on a little bit of elusiveness and guile and him being slippery, which he is. But there's a lot to like about Jahmyr Gibbs, currently going off the board, number two. College football fans saw him pretty much every Saturday because he played for Alabama.
Yeah, Gibbs could potentially outscore Robinson this year
in
a better landing spot.
That's right.
He's a tick below when it comes to talent, but he's definitely higher than the rest of the other running backs in the class.
It feels that way. Yeah. It feels that way. The third player being taken is Ohio State wide receiver Jackson Smith Njigba. And first, I want to thank his parents because Njigba could have been pronounced a lot of different ways, but it's exactly how it looks, which is fantastic. We really appreciate that. Boy, he has got some remarkable ball skills and footwork. Talk to people, get us up to speed on Jackson Smith Njigba.
Yeah, 6'1", 200 pounds, pretty good size, coming out of Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Basically the consensus rookie wide receiver one. We'll talk about the other guy in the combo very soon here, but as you're alluding to, great route runner, great hands. Might not be the fastest guy. He's not going to run the 40 in the combine or run on his pro day, but he'll be like a 4.5 40 kind of guy, but that's nothing to be too alarmed about.
No, Justin Jefferson's a 4.5 guy. Cooper Kupp's a 4.6 guy.
I was about to run off some names. Cooper Kupp, 4.62. Devontae Adams, 4.56. Michael Pittman, 4.52. CeeDee Lamb, 4.5. So, yeah, no concerns there. His pie-in-the-sky comp is Cooper Kupp. He's like that kind of guy that can just get open. He's going to catch the ball.
Yeah, he's not going to run from the slot like Kupp, though, will he?
He can run from all over the field. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of these rookies can, even the shorter ones. But at 6'1", he's got the size to play from the outside. Only played 3 regular season games in 2022, so that kind of dings his prospects a little bit. But he had 347 yards in the Rose Bowl when he came back. So,
not bad.
Right now, wide receiver 29, so he's right outside that wide receiver 2 range.
Yeah,
he's expected in redraft. He's expected to be a starter getting drafted there as a wide receiver 3.
Whoever takes him, Jackson Smith Njigba will be a immediate starter for whatever team drafts him because some teams in the top 10 is going to end up selecting him. We haven't put landing places to these players, any of these players yet. And so, you know, and it's tempting to speculate a little bit about where some of these players could go. But if I were to put Smith Njigba on an NFL team, if I think he's going to go in the top 10, it could make sense for him to hit Atlanta, which, you know, is still looking for some help at wide receiver, even though they went that direction last year. Las Vegas at 7 needs some depth after Devontae Adams, and he would be cheap depth. Tennessee went wide receiver last year. They go wide receiver again. Mm-hmm. At 11, so there's a couple of there's.
I know
some
the Patriots
spots.
Are at 14. They're about to lose Jacoby Myers.
Yeah,
they're
constantly needed. If you want to tank somebody's career, put a wide receiver
If you're pulling for if you got some rookies on roster already, you better pray at their wide receiver they don't go to the Patriots because that has not worked out ever.
The fourth rookie being taken is USC wide receiver Jordan Addison. Now this is a kid who won the Biletnikoff Award last year, 2021, while he was at Pittsburgh. Then he transferred to USC. He still did well at USC, but USC had a lot of weapons, and they didn't rely on him nearly as much, so he didn't put up the same kind of eye-popping stats Jordan Addison did last year as he did the year before. But an elite route runner, lots of separation through manipulation of defenders, and extra top-end gear that helps him separate after the catch as well. The downside in Jordan Addison, dude is skinny, really skinny. And not at all physical. Basically, you touch him and he's down.
But you know what that reminds me of? Those concerns from a couple of years ago? Devontae Smith. Look what he just did last year.
It took him a little while to fill out that frame a little bit, but
the
you're
Slim
right.
Reaper. Yeah, but yeah, it was the BMI concerns. But yeah. They are there, though, for sure.
Other concern about Jordan Addison is, like, half of his catches were within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. And so you didn't get a real look at what he can do as much as a downfield receiver, at least not with USC. So that's Jordan Addison. He's going off the board at number 4. Bring people up to speed on the 5th rookie being taken, wide receiver Quentin Johnson.
Yeah, 6'4", 215 out of TCU. He's kind of the probably the most prototypical X receiver in the draft. Mm-hmm. You know, just your outside boundary guy. He's got that kind of size. Kind of looks like A.J. Green a little bit to me out there.
I would take A.J. Green's career.
I don't think he's got quite the A.J. Green ceiling. I don't claim to be, you know, a pro scout or a expert film analysis guy, but I see a lot of body catches when I was watching Johnson highlights. No, you never want the body catches. Because in the NFL, those defenders get there a little quicker.
That's right.
And they hit a little harder than they do in college. So, I don't know, but he's still likely, he's going to be, most cases, JSN, Jordan Addison, they're going to go before Quentin Johnson. And Quentin Johnson, probably the third wide receiver to go in rookie drafts in most cases. Wide receiver 41 right now in redraft. Okay, so he's in that wide receiver 3 range where, you know, you're going to expect some production out of him pretty much right out of the gate. But again, we'll see where he lands.
6th player taken, rookie taken, is we finally get to a quarterback. Now, obviously, in Superflex, all these quarterbacks move up potentially to pick number 2. So, but in non-Superflex, non-2 quarterback leagues, Alabama quarterback Bryce Young, first here. Everybody's talking about his size. It's probably the single biggest talker at the combine. He's 6 foot tall, and he's thin.
He had a rough day on Friday. First, he said, basically, he, quote, I've been this height my whole life.
Which is really funny. tough birth. That would be a tough kid to give birth to.
And then while he's making that preposterous statement, someone, not at the exact same moment, but someone takes a picture of him from behind the podium, and he's wearing these sneakers that are like
platform
2 inches thick soles. It's like, no, you cannot do
you
this.
Know, you know what he should have done that would have been really, really funny is walk up to the podium with a big like stepladder. And then get on the step ladder to just make fun of the whole thing.
That would have been better.
Like a crate or something, and then, you know, get on the crate.
Even get on some stilts, walk in there on some stilts. But
I think that would have been really funny.
He's drawing a lot more attention to his height than he needs to right now. It's almost worse than Kenny Pickett in his hands last year, and it just like came out of nowhere, basically. But
everything else about Bryce Young looks very promising. Excellent overall passer. He's got an NFL-caliber arm that can make all the passes that he needs to make. He's got tremendous pocket poise, very calm under duress. He has subtle moves in the pocket to buy some time, and just the pocket intangibles for Bryce Young, it's the stuff you can't coach. Do you panic when the pocket is breaking down? Is kind of built into you. It's like a fight versus flight response, and some guys got it, and Bryce Young's got it. Doesn't make many mistakes. He's got decent mobility, can extend some plays with his legs. Bryce Young feels like the probable first quarterback taken in the draft.
Yeah, we shall see, though.
Yeah, it's still up in the air.
Yeah, we'll talk about a couple of the other ones. But
the number 7 rookie off the board in the early fantasy drafting, is running back Zach Charbonnet. UCLA.
Is it Charbonnet or Charbonnet?
Charbonnet. I think it is Charbonnet.
I think
Thank
it's
you.
Charbonnet. Yes. Some great names in this. We got some more great ones coming up. But yeah, he's he looks like not a lot of fun to tackle, Zach Charbonnet, out of UCLA. 6'1", 220 pounds. Mm-hmm. But he's not just a downhill runner at all. He jump cuts, jukes, he can catch. He's got bell cow potential, and I think we're going off football guys' rankings here. I'm right with them where they have Charbonnet as RB3. Mm-hmm. You'll see some other varying opinions out there, but I'm all in on Charbonnet at RB3. I'm very excited to see where he ends up. Just he's a monster, but he's agile. He reminds me of like a Mark Ingram in his prime, kind of almost like a James Conner too. 3-down.
You thought it's interesting. Because he's so tall and upright, I thought he reminded me of former Viking Robert Smith without the Robert Smith track speed and acceleration. And I'm worried,
I like that comp.
I'm worried a little bit because he is very tall. I mean, 6 foot one running back is, you know, you are at the high, tall,
you are.
Tall
he gets
end.
Low, though. I don't know. He doesn't run that tall. There's another running
See,
back.
See, I think he does.
Do
but,
you?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll look more at him. I've only watched one of his games so far, so I really can't say for sure. I'm not 100% in on – I haven't watched enough to
He's
say
got
for
a
sure.
lot more wiggle than you would expect.
When the vision and footwork are good, but his acceleration – I want you to – next time you're looking at Zach Charbonnet, I want you to look at the acceleration. This dude is slow to get up to speed, and that could be a real problem at the NFL level. We'll see.
Among running backs in this class, though, fifth in yards, runs of 10-plus yards last year. So
do like that.
He can produce. But
the eighth rookie, Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud. Also a very interesting guy. Incredible accuracy. He throws the most catchable pass in college football. Super high football IQ, makes all his reads. Some people are knocking C.J. Stroud a little bit. Well, not knocking him, just cautioning. He's thrown balls to Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave. Now, we just mentioned Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Marvin Harrison Jr. is awesome. He's going to be a first rounder. I mean, the guy has been surrounded by amazing wide receiver talent, and he's throwing to open receivers a lot. He is not the same. He doesn't have the same kind of pocket poise that Bryce Young has. He can break down in the pocket a lot more often. And he was playing behind an amazing OSU offensive line mm-hmm. as well that may have hidden some issues that C.J. Stroud might have to deal with if he gets drafted by the Colts and that crappy offensive line, which is a possibility, by the way. And he's just an average arm talent. I mean, I think he's probably going to be – his sweet spot's going to be 15 yards downfield. He's going to be an intermediate level passer. I have a little bit of concern.
Not about
his
height. 6 foot three.
6 foot three.
So plenty of height.
About that. That's right. The ninth rookie off the board, wide receiver Josh Downs. Bring us up to speed on him.
Yeah, Josh Downs out of University of North Carolina. 5 foot 10, 180. Not huge, but he plays big. Serious threat from the slot, but he can line up anywhere. Supposedly has a 42-inch vertical.
Yeah.
So that's high, if you did not know. So he can go up and get it even at 5'10". He led all wide receivers in this rookie class in contested catch win percentage.
Oh,
at
cool.
75% were right.
Well,
at
it helps
one.
When you can jump 40, how many inches?
Yeah, 42 inches.
42 inches, yeah.
And, he's got speed. A lot of people are comparing him to like a Tyler Lockett type player, which is certainly a compliment. Right now, wide receiver 54 in redraft, so he is certainly draftable. And really, like, this is he's going to be a good player regardless, it sure seems like. But if he gets or lands in the right spot,
yeah,
he could really like come out of nowhere and people can be like, who is this kid?
Yeah,
he's incredible. So
all right, that's
Josh Downs. Yeah,
we've got a handful more guys we're going to get to. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back in just a moment.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football Weekly. Paul Charchi and Brian Johnson with you. We're going through the most top drafted rookies. The most top drafted? Whatever. Yeah. The top drafted rookies.
We know what you mean.
Yeah. That we're starting to get up to speed on. Our attention's entirely on NFL during the NFL season. Now we go back and we start looking back at the offseason, trying to figure out which rookies matter to you, which rookies you're going to be drafting come August for most of us. Although rookie drafts start in some leagues.
Yeah.
In May.
You know, right off the bat. Drafts or
many times. Yeah.
Standard, you know, I'm drafting rookies right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, it's already happening.
You get them at a much greater discount before you know what team they're on. A lot of people are afraid to draft rookies when they don't know where.
Understandable.
But yeah. It's a risk, but with great risk comes great reward sometimes.
The 10th rookie that we'll discuss, Boston College wide receiver Zay Jones. He's, first of all, he's short and skinny.
Flowers.
Yeah, I said Jones. Jones. Yeah. That's going to be a problem. This is not going to be the first time I'm going to do that. Boston College wide receiver Zay Flowers, short, pretty thin, decently built, though, for a thin guy. He's the rare senior wide receiver with a first-round upside. You rarely get the senior wide receivers that do that. Maybe because he played at Boston College. I'm guessing if he'd have played... And not that Boston College is invisible. I mean,
I remember Matt Ryan went to Boston College, but he's like the last guy I can remember. I'm looking up right now.
The Vikings had a defensive tackle with red hair who went to Boston College, took him early in some draft. I mean, Boston College has yielded some good players. Zay Flowers, fast, lots of big plays. He averaged 14 yards per catch last year, which is good. But the 2 years before that, he averaged 17 and 16 yards per catch, which is fantastic. Flowers is elusive, avoids contact, and he's a finisher, which I love. Scored 26 touchdowns the past 3 years. I love wide receivers that get the ball and then are working to get in the end zone. Nobody better at that than Justin Jefferson. I love that. And Zay Flowers gives you a little bit of that. Mediocre ball skills, small catch radius. He's not a big guy. He doesn't get a lot of separation with route running. There are some negatives on Zay Flowers, but currently projecting with a lot of mock drafts to go at the bottom of the first round of the NFL draft.
Some names you'll recognize, of course, that also went to Boston College. Doug Flutie, of course.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know this one. Matt Hasselbeck.
Oh, I didn't remember that. Okay.
And Bill Romanowski.
Mm.
They have... This is an NFL.com article. They have Matt Ryan is the 8th best NFL player from Boston College.
That's not true.
I swear.
That's not true.
Art Donovan, number 2.
Well, Art Donovan's in the Hall of Fame.
I'm having to watch Ernie Stoutner, number 1.
Who? Ernie Stoutner?
The picture's in black and white.
Maybe he's awesome,
the picture's
too.
It looks like the 50s. Tom Nalen, center, number 3. And I was saying, Romanowski, Matt Ryan. Right. They have Hasselbeck over Matt Ryan.
Come on. That's
brutal.
Absurd. That's absurd. It's all
the fallout from the Super Bowl in that Vikings game. They blew the, 33-0, 31-0?
Yeah. That's too bad.
Poor Matt Ryan. All right.
Well, Matt Ryan can daub his tears with $100 bills. So
he can.
There's that. The 11th rookie that we'll discuss. Wide receiver Kayshon Boutte.
Boutte.
Yeah,
we
baby. Keep
great
the
names.
Booty and Boutte.
Yes, this is just a gift from the name God's here. Let's hope he has a nice long career. Kayshon Boutte, wide receiver out of LSU, 6 feet, 205, still only 20 years old, turns 21 in May. Really stood out as a freshman and sophomore, but last year he was slowed by injuries, had some off-field issues, won't dive into, so his stock's a little down, but this is a guy who's a true freshman a few years ago. People are like, oh, my God, this he's going to be the top wide receiver in his class potentially. So the potential is there. Just a little, he has some injury concerns, and again, the off-the-field stuff, but no long-term concerns, really. He can line up anywhere as well at 6 feet. Should thrive from the slot. Main strength is his ability to produce yards after the catch. Wide receiver is 61 right now. He said he's going to run a 4.3 40 this weekend, and compares himself to Stephon Diggs, so we shall see.
Yeah.
He's certainly confident.
Well, yeah, but, yeah, you better be.
But there's been some pretty good wide receivers coming out of LSU lately. So
yeah, no kidding.
Boutte could be the next one doing the gritty.
If you're in a 12-team league, dynasty league, whatever you're thinking about rookies, here's your 12th rookie, and then I want to just touch on two other guys. Ole Miss running back Zach Evans. And I'm seeing vastly divergent mock draft landing spots for Evans from anywhere from round two to day three, deep into day three. So I think there's still a lot of work to be done on Zach Evans right now. But let's talk about him a little bit. He's tall, but unlike many of the taller backs, he is also a strong punishing back. He strained his hamstring before the combine, so we're not going to get any combine detail on Zach Evans, which is too bad, but he does say he's going to be ready for the Ole Miss Pro Day, and he'll participate in that. He is a tackle breaker. We don't have a lot of those in this draft. This is the guy who's just stiff-arming slappies all over the place and just running down guys. It's so much fun to watch. Zach Evans is pulling up Zach Evans's highlights is super fun.
Stiff-arming slappies?
Yes. Yeah. Like it's great. Technically, very sound runner. I love his motion. I love his footwork. There's a lot I like about Zach Evans. The bad thing about him, you know, is a big power back. He's, you know, typically not elusive, and you know you're going to get that. And his pass protection is awful, and he's not a receiver. He is a power back. But you know what? These are the guys who score touchdowns, and at the end of the day, we want touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Evans from Ole Miss, very fun to watch him. Now, there's two other guys I want to throw at you. Tank Bigsby has one of the great names.
Another great name.
In college football. He is the Auburn running back. And let me tell you, I love this kid. Yeah. I pulled him up because of his name, Tank Bigsby. And then I'm watching him like, oh, man, this guy's really good.
Sadly, he's not the power back like Zach Evans, though.
No. I wish he was a power back with the name Tank Bigsby.
You want him to?
He should be like 6'2", 240 pounds.
I want like a Mike Allstott clone.
Oh, that would be great.
The neck roll.
But he is the shiftiest back, other than maybe Bijan Robinson, and it's a different kind of shifty. Bijan Robinson is more just like slippery. You think you got him, but you don't. Tank Bigsby, it's the shiftiness. He has special moves. Watching him play, he'll be running a sweep, and you're like, dude's dead. There are two defenders on him, and the next thing you know, he has dashed between both guys, broken tackles, and now he's gone. And now the speed's kicked in, and he is gone. Tank Bigsby is I am fascinated by this guy. I think he has the chance to be very special.
You'll like this. Well, the negatives first. He's tall, kind of like Charbonnet, but he's not as thick. He's like 6 feet, 210. So he's kind of like Antonio Gibson almost. He's almost like an out of position wide receiver playing running back. Great receiver, but he runs high and he loses power in short yardage situations. That's a knock on him. But this is worth noting. Went to Auburn, by the way.
Yeah, terrible offensive line that ranked third worst in Division I football. Yeah.
92nd overall out of 131 offensive lines Auburn's was ranked. Tank's rushing grade, though, was 22nd. In 2021, 94th ranked line. He was ranked 43rd in rushing. He was 19th in rushing in 2020 with the 90th. So he had no help, essentially. He did it all on his own. So he gets the right landing spot. Yeah.
Tank.
I'm excited Bigsby, about Tank, too.
4.2 yards after contact. For a player who's not heavy, I'm fascinated by this guy. And I can't wait to do a deeper dive on Tank Bigsby. Let me give you one more name. No Anthony Richardson here. We didn't discuss him at all.
The hype is growing by the day, by the way.
I think it is growing. I think it's because he's not expected to start in 2023. Depending on where he goes, many people believe that Richardson is best suited to sit for a year, learn for some period of time. Maybe it's half a season. Maybe it's a whole season.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of why.
Yeah, Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, they're expected to probably starts day one.
Yep.
And remember talking Texans, Colts,
yes,
Panthers, probably, maybe Falcons. There are teams that were going to draft and probably start a quarterback right away. And then Will Levis, who we're not talking about today, but we'll talk about him too. He almost has a better chance to start this year, it seemed like.
Yeah, I think he does for sure.
Over Richardson, but yeah.
But Richardson gives you the rushing upside that everybody wants in their quarterbacks. We just did a whole episode on, do you have to draft a rushing quarterback? Richardson gives you the rushing upside. I mean, he's built in the mold of the best rushing quarterbacks in the league today.
Yeah.
That's how you break your scoring system wide open.
Yeah, he's got that super high ceiling that we've seen from the Jalen Hurtses and and Justin Fields coming on. He needs some help or work as a passer, of course. But, yeah, very excited. But, again, this year, I don't know. You're not going to get anything until the second half of the year at earliest. He's definitely more of an intriguing, you know, dynasty stash. But
for sure. The passing's got a long way to go.
If you're it depends on your roster, of course, and if you think you're competing or not. But if you're in desperate need of a quarterback and you're – rebuilding, he might be the best quarterback to take out of all these quarterbacks.
Yeah, right. If you're not playing to win in this year,
years down the line.
Yeah.
So
he could be special. Now, we thought that about Trey Lance. I mean, Trey Lance was a similar situation.
It's true.
And
he really hasn't gotten his chance, to be fair.
No,
he hasn't. To prove it, but
he hasn't, but
it is what it is.
Yeah. I took him in one of my dynasty leagues, and I've been just languishing, waiting for Trey Lance because I'm like, I want the rushing upside. I want that a piece of that offense. I'm like, this could be great. And no, that has not come together at all, unfortunately, for Trey Lance. Well, there we go. Speed dating the first round of the rookie draft. A little bit on everybody.
Yeah, but there are – we'll break him down by position later, like you said. Yeah. But there are, like, another 10 guys that could have fallen in right after Bijan and Gibbs.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they're all – there's a lot of intriguing names out there, and they're all – like I said, they all kind of have the same range of outcomes. It'll be fascinating to see
where running they backs. Land. And, oh, the running backs in this draft. And that's what we like. It's been pretty quiet on running backs for a while now. We haven't had just like a deep running back draft for several years.
There's 14, 15 guys that could have an impact year one.
Yep.
If they get the chance.
Tank, Bigsby, baby.
Bigsby.
Oh, we love it. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. We'll know a lot more about what happened at the Combine. We've got some free agency stuff looming next week as well, so there's plenty to talk about. Talk to you in a week or less, everybody. Bye-bye.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.